Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 8, The Multifarious Wisdom of God, Tuesday.
Suggested reading. Ephesians 1 speaks of the power of God, Chapter 2 of the grace of God, and Chapter 3 of the wisdom of God. God is very wise, and the universe reveals his wisdom. We need to see the difference between wisdom and knowledge. In Colossians 2, verse 3, the two are mentioned together. Wisdom is both higher and deeper than knowledge. Wisdom is seen in the initiation of something, for example, in the formulation of a new invention, and knowledge is seen in the practical application. If you have only knowledge and lack wisdom, you will not be able to initiate anything nor to invent anything. God is the unique initiator. He has initiated many things, not by his knowledge, but by his wisdom. When he comes in to apply what he has initiated, he displays his knowledge. In our case, wisdom is in our spirit and knowledge is in our mind. If you do not know how to get into your spirit, you may have a great deal of knowledge, but you will not have any wisdom. But if you are a person in the spirit, you will be wise. Furthermore, in your mind, you will have knowledge, prudence. Wisdom is different from cleverness and deeper than cleverness. It is possible to be clever without being wise. For example, a criminal may be very clever, but he is altogether lacking in wisdom. The revelation of the mystery of Christ, the Church, by the Holy Spirit concerns God's wisdom in a mystery. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 and 7, Paul says, We do speak wisdom among those who are full grown, yet a wisdom not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are being brought to naught. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestinated before the ages for our glory. God's wisdom is Christ, who is the hidden mystery predestined, predesignated, and foreordained before the ages, in eternity, for our glory. According to 2 verse 7, God's wisdom is in a mystery. It is a mysterious wisdom. God's wisdom is the wisdom which has been hidden and which God predestinated before the ages for our glory. God's wisdom is our destiny. And this destiny was determined by God, decided by him beforehand. In eternity, God determined our destiny. He predestined his wisdom to be for our glory. This means that in eternity, he decided that his wisdom would be our destiny and glory. As God's center and as our portion for our enjoyment, Christ is God's wisdom in a mystery, a wisdom that is deep and profound, beyond human understanding. Within God, there is something which Paul describes as wisdom in a mystery. This wisdom has been hidden and predestined before the ages for our glory. As believers, we have a destiny, and this destiny is the ultimate and consummate portion of our enjoyment. God's wisdom in a mystery has not only been hidden, but also predestined by God to become our destiny for our glory. When we live in the oneness of the body of Christ and express this body in the various local churches, the result will be, first, God's crushing of Satan under our feet, second, our enjoying the grace of Christ and the peace of God, and third, the giving of glory to the only wise God. This is the peak of our church life. No matter how many saints or local churches there are on earth, in the various places, we all give glory to the only wise God.